Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is James Lee. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. This talk, we're going to talk about Linux network servers. One of the things we do with the Linux machine often is to create a machine which serves up network services. It's really easy to do with Linux, and as a matter of fact, that's one of the things it's used for in the world of the internet. And so what we're going to do is talk about a few of the servers that are available, the most common ones, and just as a brief introduction to them. What I'd like to point out is that every server that we're about to talk about, like most things in the Linux world, are free. So to download them and install them, it's completely free. So you just have to log in to the website that has the source code, download the source, and install it. It's that simple. Or with most Linux distributions like Red Hat or Debian or what have you, there's a tool like Yum or apt-get or other various package installation tools. And you can have pre-built binaries that you can install in a matter of minutes, or seconds, actually. So, the first one I want to talk about is the web server. The most common web server used in the Linux world is Apache, Apache HTTPD, that's its name. And this web server is the most common web server used on the internet. You can find it at the website httpd.apache.org. If you go there, you can read all about the web server, including documentation, how to install, and so on. It is the most popular web server used on the internet, and it has been for many years. One of the reasons is that it is really easy to configure. There's a configuration file, and with a few text edits, you can basically do whatever you want to do with your web server. So it's very easy to use and easy to configure. The second is that it's modular. That means it's easy with Apache to add features. So let's say you want to add PHP support, install a module. You want to add URL rewrites, include a module, and so on. It's very simple to do. It's also extremely secure, and any security vulnerabilities that are found are fixed very quickly, which is something that you really want to have happen with open source products, which typically does happen with open source products. Vulnerabilities are fixed quick. Now, there are a lot of alternatives to Apache HTTPD, a lot of web servers out there, but again, this is the most popular one. And typically when you do an installation and you ask for a web server to be installed, that's the one it's going to install. So you can go check that one out. Another network server, a common thing that Linux does, is routes email. And one of the most common email servers out there is SendMail. SendMail has been around for a very long time. It's an email MTA. MTA is an acronym for Mail Transfer or Transport Agent. And this is the thing that moves email around the internet. SendMail has tons and tons of features. You can basically do anything you want to do with email, you can do with SendMail. The complaint about SendMail, one of the complaints, is that the configuration is extremely complex. So if you ever look at the SendMail config file, which is known as sendmail.cf, you look at that file and it will make your eyes cross because it has some really complex configurations in there. What I found in practical matters is most of the time I really don't need to be concerned with most of the really complex configurations. The things that I'm normally concerned with as a system administrator are pretty easy configurations within the file. But if you look closely in the file, you'll see there is a ton of stuff going on that's kind of hard to understand. But the good news about that is that there are some tools that help us generate these config files. One tool is called M4, letter M4, and that is something that makes our SendMail configuration life much easier. There are many alternatives to SendMail as using MTAs. Probably the most popular or common one is a program called PostFix. And PostFix has a much easier configuration. It's cleaner. It's more secure. It's had less security vulnerabilities. And it is gaining in popularity. So you may want to also check out PostFix. Another network server that's often installed on a Linux machine is something called Bind, which is a DNS server. DNS is domain name service, and that is basically the act of converting a host name like foo.example.com into an internet address like 192.168.1.100, or the other direction, converting an internet address like 192.168.1.100 into a host name like foo.example.com. And this is done through what's called domain name lookup using DNS servers. So what Bind is a DNS server. Bind stands for Berkeley Internet Name Daemon, and it is the most common domain name server in Linux, on the internet, I should say. However, it is suggested by many that we shouldn't use Bind because it's had security vulnerabilities in the past. So there are other alternatives to Bind, although Bind is probably the most common right now. An alternative to Bind that you may want to look at is called TinyDNS. And what TinyDNS is a much cleaner, smaller, easier to configure DNS server. And it has far fewer security vulnerabilities. And so it's maybe something that you might want to look at. But again, if you install Linux and through the installation process, you select DNS server, chances are it's going to install Bind for you. And if you Google Bind, you'll find the website for it and all the documentation and so on. Another really nice network server out there is something called Samba. And what Samba does is makes your Linux machine look like a Windows server. Now, some of us have to live in the world of Windows, and so there might be a Windows network out there. And, you know, there's all these machines that are used as Windows servers. What we can do is we can set up a Linux box to actually look like a Windows machine to the network. And the way that's done is that the Linux machine implements the SMB protocol. That's the Server Message Block protocol. And this is the protocol that Windows servers use to communicate on the network. And using Samba, then our Linux machine can be a Windows server, but with one big difference, it can be extremely stable. So one of the real benefits of Linux is that it is a stable operating system. It can run for weeks and months and years without crashing or ever being brought down. So it can stay on the network for years. And so what we can have is we can have a Linux machine looking like a Windows machine. That Windows machine can then be on the network serving up documents and so on to all the other Windows machines on the network. And it can do that for years, looking like a Windows machine, but it's actually Linux underneath. So Samba is an excellent network server that you should look at. And so these are the main network servers that Linux has available to it if you want to turn your Linux machine into a server. So again, we talked about Apache HTTPD, the web server. Talked about SendMail, which is a mail transfer agent. Talked about Bind, the DNS server, and then Samba, which is the SMB server. There are other servers available, including the ability to make Linux a DHCP server. DHCP is the dynamic host protocol, so it's actually providing IP addresses to machines on the network. So what a DHCP server is you make a request to it, it gives you an IP address. So you can have a Linux machine on your network providing IP addresses to other machines on the network. And there are many other network servers that are available as well. So my suggestion is when you get that Linux box and you decide to serve up websites or what have you, install the necessary server and away you go. And remember, like Linux itself, all these servers are free. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for James Lee. If there's a show you'd like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.